This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want to remind you to keep your mask on. It's not mandatory, but highly encouraged, because the variant is still out there and there is still a risk of transmission of COVID-19. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our speaker today is Sheikh Muhsin Khan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه وما استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فاتقوا الله أيها الأحباب فقد أمرنا سبحانه وتعالى في تنزيله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, before I begin today's subject, I apologize if it's going to stir up some emotion, and it might remind you of a time in your life where things were difficult. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us strength and patience. Allahumma ameen. I'd like to ask everyone to go back to a janazah that you have attended, whether it be recently or many years ago. And it's the kind of janazah where you attended that the deceased was someone close to you, very dear and beloved to you, like a family member, a spouse, a parent, a child. And on that day, you really experienced emotions from within you didn't know you had. It was that difficult. And I want to share with you what really happens to the deceased at the moment that someone passes away. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam described to us in many hadith of some of the things that you and I are educated about when somebody passes away. And the first thing that of course happens is the soul is extracted. And this soul goes on a journey. And eventually the soul descends to that deceased body. And our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam described to us that they hear and they experience the janazah prayer. Now keep in mind, this is the life of the barzakh. This is the life of the grave. So it's a completely different realm. It's a completely different world. And when you see that body slowly, the coffin is slowly being lowered, and we do what we always do. You take some dirt and you throw it. The body, the soul experiences that the dirt is being thrown on them. And they realize, our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam described to us, how this experience happens, nobody knows. We don't have that knowledge. But we know that eventually, when the last person leaves the cemetery after the procession is over, that the deceased also can hear the footsteps of the last person leaving. It is at that point where the questioning begins. And our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam described the three questions, perhaps the three most important questions we will ever be asked in our existence. Who is your Lord? What is your deen? What is your religion? Who is that prophet that was sent to you? Now I'm going to pause here for a minute. Don't think that if we can answer these questions now, that inshallah it's going to be good. Like, I'm good, I have that foundation. Some of our ulama tell us that when the deceased responds to these questions, that they don't necessarily do it with their mouth, it comes from their heart. And it happens in a way, again, this is knowledge of the unseen. We don't know the details of how any of this works. But the point here is this. There are Muslims who have accepted Islam here with their eyes. They see the beauty and they acknowledge the beauty. There are Muslims who have accepted Islam here. They hear about it, they listen, they learn. There are some Muslims that Islam is only here. It's an intellectual thing. They can get into these deep philosophical debates about complex subjects in Islam. But not everyone will have Islam where it matters the most, right here. This is where you want it to be. How do you know you have Islam here? You look and live like a Muslim, not only at the masjid, but everywhere else you go. You carry your identity with pride. You are committed and you believe with certainty. You are dedicated to this religion and you are praying every day of your life that Allah preserves it in you, and that you leave this world with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah make all of us from amongst them. Allahumma ameen. So now it's at this point where, after the questioning is over, that inshallah, when it comes our turn, inshallah, we will respond with certainty. And after that moment, our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes to us many things will start to happen in the grave. Allah will expand the grave so big as far as the eyes can see. The deceased is going to be flourished with clothing from Jannah. Their grave will also be a garden from the gardens of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His acceptance upon the deceased. And our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describes to us that Allah will send an angel, and this angel will have a beautiful appearance, and the angel will come with a beautiful fragrance, nothing that you and I could compare it to in this world. And so the deceased will ask, "Who are you? What are you?" And it will respond, "I am your righteous deeds. I'm your salah. I'm your fasting. I'm your sadaqah. I'm your smile. I'm your self-control. When you wanted to lose your anger, you held it together. I'm your righteous deeds." And the deceased will be so pleased and joyful at that moment. And our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describes that this angel that will come in the form of righteousness will keep them company, insha'Allah ta'ala, until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam also described to us that some of our ulama explain that the righteous will also visit the other righteous within the graves. Subhanallah. So just think about it. There's a possibility that if any of you here lost your parents, may Allah have mercy on them, or if you lost your children or your spouse at some point, just imagine that when your turn arrives, that inshallah ta'ala you will be reunited with them, and they will be happy and joyful. Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam describes all of this. So the question is, why am I sharing this with you? And the answer is, these days a lot of the lecturers are talking about preparing for Ramadan, and they give a lot of great advice. Take advantage of the month of Sha'ban, start practicing and do some fast now. Start building a routine with the Quran, do some extra fast, charity, all of that good stuff. Walillah ilhamd. But you know, there's one thing I personally believe, inshallah, we need it now more than ever, is to make Ramadan personal. Make it really personal. Why? Remember what the 2 years have been like for all of us. And now, inshallah, we get to gather somewhat. It's better than all the other years. And inshallah, we'll be together and we will pray together. Make Ramadan personal. And start to think about, if you haven't been doing this, start to think about you. That one day, you will also listen to the janazah. One day, you will meet those angels. Because others will be praying over you. Start to think about how you prepare for that. All of the rituals that were taught are excellent. Start to assess if Islam arrived here for you. May Allah make that easy for all of us. And there's one secret ingredient. I mean, it's not really a secret, but you'll be surprised how accessible it is for you and I to have Islam resonate here permanently, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. You'll be surprised. There's one thing we can all do. Some of us are doing it, but all of us can do it too. This is what I will conclude with in the second part of the khutbah. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us and honor us with a time in this world that is blessed, that is honored, and He's pleased with. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to welcome Shahrul Mubarak, the month of Ramadan, in a way that is pleasing to Him. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa risa'il muslimina min kulli dhanb. Astaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, alayhi afdalu salam wa man wala amma ba'd. Lots of Muslims are asking these days, how do I increase my iman, especially in Ramadan? The answer, once you find the Quran, meaning once your heart finds it, it's one thing when you listen to your favorite reciter, that's great, alhamdulillah, it's not enough. It's one thing when you're listening to lectures and you look at the tafsir and all of that. That's great, alhamdulillah. It's not enough. Quran has to get here. It's got to be here. And that requires a consistent relationship of reciting, reflecting. And you depend on this book to resolve the worries and the struggles of your life. If you do that, how do I increase my iman is a question you will rarely ask. So if you are at that stage in your life where you're still figuring out how to get your iman to a place where it should be, how to get to your potential, this is a sign that you love the Quran. You love the Quran, but it hasn't completely arrived here yet. So this Ramadan, make it a month of the Quran for yourself on a personal level. Don't just depend on the imam leading us in Taraweeh. That's going to be my Quran for the month. But try to develop a way and a time and a moment where you can open the Quran and start reading, start reciting. You don't know how to recite? It's simple. Learn. Because Allah still gave you a day and more time in this world because He sees you have the potential to do it, bi-iznillah. Make Ramadan personal so that insha'Allah ta'ala, when these three questions come our way, we will confidently respond with certainty. May Allah bless us all with Jannah. May Allah allow all of our brothers and sisters and the righteous allow their graves to be a garden from the gardens of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite all of us with our loved ones in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. May Allah azza wa jal allow us to welcome Shahrul Ramadan. May Allah azza wa jal give us the strength, knowledge, focus, and sincerity that we welcome this month and that we take full advantage of it and we maximize our time in the blessed month of Ramadan. And inshallah for the rest of our lives. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma aghfir al-muslimina wal-muslimat. Wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat. Al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين